Manhattan DA Robert Morgenthau was elected to a ninth term last week. He is on his way to breaking DA Frank Hogan's record of 32 years to become New York's longest-serving district attorney. WBGO's Mara Rubin spoke with Morgenthau about what keeps him running.
Gerald Ford was president. Abe Beam was the mayor. The song of the year was Sendin' the Clowns, where Robert Morgenthau won in a special election and was elected district attorney for the first time. The year was 1974. Now, 2005, at age 86, Morgenthau has been elected to a ninth term, and he says he's up to the challenge.
I'm knock on wood, I'm in good shape and going strong.
And to all those people who say he's too old to hold such a high-profile and demanding job, Morgenthau feels continuity is important to the office.
You know, you can't break up a gang and declare victory and walk away. You've got to keep watching it, because otherwise these criminals will come back again.
Robert Morgenthau has flirted with higher office. In 1962, he was a Democratic nominee for governor. Since then, he has been content at One Hogan Place. Morgenthau also considers himself very lucky. He cheated death a few times, first when a Nazi torpedo sunk his first ship. A kamikaze then hit his second ship. If that wasn't enough, his first boss was killed in a plane crash, and that happened to be the only business trip Morgenthau didn't travel with his boss. Now at 86, while he can still recite statutes and cases by memory, you won't find him in court trying cases.
It's fun and it's exciting to try cases and argue appeals, but you can't do that and be available. I never close my door, and anybody can come in anytime. But I have to be available to people to make decisions.
And as you heard him say, his door is always open to offer advice and help to his assistant district attorneys, just like Adam Schiff, the original DA in the TV show Law & Order, whose character reportedly was loosely based on Morgenthau, which Morgenthau finds amusing.
Well, he came down here several times. I was mad at him, though, because I told him that when I heard that he was getting $25,000 an episode, and I told him that when he got ready to retire, I wanted to let me know because I wanted his job.
The senior district attorney sees his nine terms as DA as a sort of payback to the city, which he says has treated him very well.
The city's been good, and my experience during the war, well, I was very lucky to get through that, and I haven't forgotten, so I view all of this as kind of payback time.
Now, over the next 4 years, Morgenthau has a few new initiatives he wants to get done in his new term, like strengthening the law against rapists and protecting undocumented workers. Domestic violence, identity theft, and terrorism are other top priorities for him. What's next?
You plan on running again?
I don't cross those bridges. That's a bridge too far.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Mara Rubin.